This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the University of Mary Monday. Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter will join us from the University of Mary. We're going to talk about an integrated life and how important that is. That's right. Life is not to be, work here, family there. Work week, weekend. All about integration. And Monsignor Shea has actually given a talk on this topic to some very influential people all over the world, and we get the benefit of that today. We get the What's on Your Mind talk for the greatest people on the face of the earth, the listeners of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson. We are waiting for the world to change. Maybe, just maybe, they'll be a little more like the good folks of the Northern Plains, for that great, honest work ethic and value set and belief set. Oh, yes, yes. We can wait on that. We can hope. We can pray. We can do it. Welcome to another hour. So Monsignor will be here this hour. That is a big part of our hour. He'll be here for a couple of segments. We're also going to meet the winner of a pair of tickets to Saturday's football game, the Bison Championship. Had some tough luck on the way down, but had some good luck with some tickets, and looking forward to introducing you to our winner. So that'll be Troy Soljum. Join us a little later on in the program as well. A lot of suggestions on the lotto front, and the consensus is to buy one, so I'm in. Todd, I'm here to announce that after good counsel, we're on it. We're going to do it. And we have a lot of people that want in on the office pool, we're calling it, I guess. It's the family pool. You're in the family. You're listening to the radio, and you're in. So we've given out this number, 855-200-1776. If you call that, just say I'm in, so we know you're in the pool with the family. And I'll go too. Becky just emails, I'm in for $3. We're talking about the $1.3 billion lotto. We'll be at the office of the North Dakota State Lottery tomorrow on the program, counting down to this historic jackpot, and we'll be chatting with the top man in North Dakota on the lottery front. That's Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General. I sometimes forget that, but I guess I did know it, but that office, state lottery, is under the Attorney General. So we'll talk with Attorney General Wayne Stengem from the lotto office tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Big, big week. Becky says, Todd, you see this? She said, I'm in for $3. So that means she goes to buy a ticket for, $3 worth of ticket. Well, it's actually a $2 ticket. First of all, so I don't know what you're going to do with
$2 or an additional dollar if you want the Powerball option. So it is $3.
Oh, I get it. Let's do the Powerball option. We got to do the Powerball, right?
Well, yeah. Why would you not?
Thank you. So now I get what Becky's saying. So, Becky, we're in with you. And anybody else, let us know. And thanks for all the good advice. A majority of you, and I just, went with the majority rule today on the program, said buy one. There was only a few that didn't, and when they said, Skip says, no, don't buy one. Tell all your friends not to buy one. I'm going to win, and I need all. I need you all being so sad. I didn't say that very well. I'm going to win, and I need you all being so sad. So he was saying no for ulterior reasons, right? A couple others just said, no, don't do it. Shane said no without saying no. You know what he said, Todd?
What's that?
A fool and his money, dot, dot, dot. Want to finish the sentence for him?
Yeah, I know. Or soon parted, I know. We
exactly,
all know.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't want any of you guys to buy it because I don't want to have to split my jackpot with. Does it really $1.3 billion, dude? Would you even notice if you split it in half?
Steven says, Scott, are you kidding me? Spend $2 of the moldy money and take chances to $500,000 cash payout after taxes. Just think about the charities you could donate to that you've always dreamed of donating to. Exactly, Steven. You talked me into it. Think of all the people you could help with that money, says another.
Exactly.
Speaker. People who work hard need to catch a break. People who are nice to you for no reason.
Like Manny.
And think of all the pardons you can buy from Obama. He'll be selling them, no doubt, just like Clinton did. Oh, I love our They're beautiful. They're beautiful. We still need a few more suggestions. I'd be comfortable if I had a few more suggestions besides just the RIT. Is that what you guys call it? The RIT? On the famous mess up with the bleach and the jeans. So keep those coming. And remember,
call it?
If it works, we bring what's on your mind to your town. So that's big time. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Couple of calls that came in while we were chatting, we'll get to. So Todd, get those ready to roll. Any calls that have been waiting to get in here. And I want to play the rest of Donald Trump. I had a bit of an epiphany over the weekend. I met up with some folks in Texas that are very in tune politically. And they would be sort of establishment types. I would even say pragmatic, that, hey, you got it. You know, some of these folks were big Romney people because they said he's the kind of candidate that can win, while they philosophically would be more Cruz people down in Texas, okay? That's the kind of folks they are. I'm not just talking about a man on the street interview. I'm talking about people who do this for a living. And the consensus was Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, and Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States. Coincidentally, I come home and I hear Donald Trump on Fox News Sunday this weekend, and I heard him give an interesting bit of information that further confirmed that what these people may be saying is true. Cut number two, Todd. Go to cut two. Listen to this from Donald Trump this weekend.
You have had remarkable success as a Republican candidate. Lord knows you surprised me. But there are people who say if you should actually become the nominee and be in the general election, that you're going to have problems. You're going to have to reach out to Hispanics, to minorities, to women, to independents, that you're going to have to move to the center and you're going to have to tone it down.
Well, look, all I can tell you is what I can tell you. You said I wouldn't run. Most people, in fact, you said, I don't want him on his program because he's not going to run. Okay, so I ran.
I said,
not only did I run, not only did I run, I've got 42% now in the latest poll, and other people have 12 and 2 and 1 and everything else. Okay, so I ran, I'm doing well.
It's not attractive to say, I told you so, Mr. Trump.
No, I understand. I understand. But I think I'm going to do very well. If it's Hillary, and it shouldn't be Hillary because of what she did with the emails. I mean, frankly, it shouldn't be. She shouldn't be allowed to run. I think I'm going to do very well. Recent polls have shown that I'm going to do very well. And a lot of people are saying that if it's Trump against Hillary, it's going to be the largest voter turnout in the history of this country. And those extra people, those people that have never been part of the process before, are doing it because they're going to vote for Trump. So I think we're going to do very well.
Wow. I'd love to see that poll, but it would not surprise me. And if there are more people than ever, especially percentage-wise, would be the key thing, coming out and voting. That's a big Trump benefit, right? Their new voters are not coming out to vote for Hillary Clinton. They're coming out of the woodwork to vote for Hillary Clinton. That'd be just the same old, same old. Who brings out new voters? Think about that. I haven't really honestly thought about that very much before. Who's the candidate that's bringing all kinds of new people in the process? Now, Obama did it. Of course, he was, look at what he's done, right? But I'm just saying, someone that can motivate it. That's how he's president. Obama's president because he motivated people that had never been involved in politics before. Could Donald Trump be the same? This poll suggests yes. And there is a simplicity about him that's amazing, as evidenced in this clip, that I think, tell me anybody that hasn't once thought what he's just about to say. That's part one. I'll give you the rest of the commentary on the other side. Roll cut number one.
We hear about a Bush doctrine and an Obama doctrine. Is there a Trump doctrine on foreign policy?
Yeah.
Is there a guiding philosophy?
Yeah. Tough and smart and vigilant. We have to see what's going on. We don't. We have to be respected because right now, Chris, we're not respected by anybody. And other people, I have to tell you, in terms of foreign policy, we're losing a fortune. Other people have to pay up. When we take care of South Korea militarily, when we take care of Germany and all these, many people don't even know this, but when we're protecting all of these countries, when we're protecting Saudi Arabia, as an example, Saudi Arabia was making $1 billion a day. Now it's less because of the oil, but they're still making plenty, okay? They got to pay up. I mean, we're protecting them. They got to pay up.
Okay, everybody agrees with that sentiment, I think. And anytime it's ever been asked of a candidate, they worm and wiggle and everything else. Is there anybody anywhere that thinks if he's president, he wouldn't be true to that? But the simplicity is growing on me, is what I want to say. The simplicity is growing on me. I mean, he was asked, is there a guiding philosophy? You know, there was the Bush doctrine, there's the Obama doctrine. What's the Trump doctrine on foreign policy? Tough. Smart. Vigilant. And then goes on to give some examples. I don't know. There's some there, folks. I love it. I really do. I think it is pretty darn important. You ever get to Glendive, Montana? We talked about our friend from Hedolls there the other day. How about Sydney? You go to Sydney? I haven't been to Sydney in a long time. I should go out there. If you do, go to Hedolls and find Jim McDonald. He's been there about 22 years. And he knows the auto parts game. He really does. His dad was in the oil business. He's in the auto parts business. Loves to work on cars. Got an old 72 pickup he's fixing up right now. 72 Chevy. First car was an old 68 Camaro. That's what he had for the first one. Counter professional at Hedolls. One of the best. Take care of all those delivery guys. Get them out there. ASC certified too. Jim McDonald, Sydney. Hedolls has it. Great folks like Jim McDonald and many others at their locations throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota too. Do me a favor. Tell them Scott sent you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter, Scott, buy a ticket. In fact, put in $2 and get the extra bonus there, because you can't go wrong. Because when you lose, money goes to the general fund, so supporting the state of North Dakota. And if you win, you're going to support us.
Oh,
have a good day.
I love that.
Love that.
Did you notice that laugh? You know.
Yeah.
Hey, if you lose, like you're likely to, you know, state benefits. If you win, you're going to support us. So we said it was all in the family. So I like that. We have a few textures here on the dilemma with the bleach and the jeans. Brent says, put the jeans in a bucket of bleach and have a pair of white jeans. Don't want a pair of white jeans. But I hear you, Brent. And another texter says, tell Scott to throw his fancy boy pants in the yard working pile. Nothing's going to fix that. I love it. All right. Thank you all very much. I'll take more suggestions. And again, if somebody somewhere, and I know in the great vast audience of the Northern Plains, there's somebody that has done this before. But maybe bleach it can't be done. If you know it, let us know. And if you want in on the family pool for the lotto, 855-200-1776. A couple of Mondays, actually one Monday a month we're doing this now. We just really are enjoying a chance to catch up with our friends at the University of Mary. So it's a You Mary Monday, picking some topics to get you to think a little bit. All right. I mean, there's a lot of us thinking about the Bison win and the Vikings loss and the lotto coming up on Thursday and life, right? Just busy, busy, busy. This is the, you know, take the next couple of segments here to just step back a little bit and think about an important topic with some great guests. The president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, back with us, and the vice president of public affairs at the university, Jerome Richter, are here. Gentlemen, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good to be with you, Scott. Can you hear us okay?
Loud and clear. So, Monsignor, the first big question, given the conversation of today and what's has a lot of people talking, somebody wanted to know, and we said we'd ask, if it's okay to pray to win the lotto.
If they donate half of it to the University of Mary, yes.
Well, there you go. Yes, exactly right.
It's an interesting dynamic to watch, isn't it, Scott, as people consider this, what is it, the biggest lottery in the history of the world or something?
Yeah.
And so you think about how people consider their lives. And I feel many days like I've just won the lottery by the circumstances of my life, being here in the state of North Dakota, growing up in the family that I did, having the opportunity to serve as a priest and at the University of Mary. And so it's an interesting thing. I think the first thing to do before praying to win the lottery is to take stock of all that's good in our lives already. And then out of that gratitude, probably the Lord's more willing to allow us to have some other big breaks. That's my philosophy.
And you could do a lot of good with it, including, as Jerome says, you know, take care of a great school like the University of Mary. I like that suggestion too, Jerome. Not a bad idea.
Thank you. Well, isn't it something, you know, so I've been tooling around, as we all do, on the news, and along with this large jackpot, haven't you seen, Scott, all of the stories about people who have won the lottery and who are bankrupt today, who say it's the worst thing that ever happened to them? And this isn't it's not an unusual story, is it?
Not at all. No, in all seriousness, I've sworn off buying lotto tickets, and this one has got me interested. And so today the listeners talked me into buying one for this jackpot based on a lot of what we just talked about being good. But I've said, one of my daughter's favorite sayings, she has a little sticker on her school book that says, now I've forgotten it. Money is happiness is some people are so poor, all they have is money.
Yeah, right.
And there's some definite truth to that. You know that I'm not one that believes money comes. Money brings happiness, as you say. Find somebody that's won the lotto and said, "Best thing ever happened to me, man! Is this great? It's wonderful." They're all the bad luck stories for sure. Well, anyway, we want to talk a little bit about a talk you've given before today, and you know, I think something everybody struggles with. I sure do. You know, I am blessed to be part owner of a business that we're building, and it takes a lot of work. But it also takes a lot of work away from family. You know, you don't have the benefits you would sometimes of being able to do everything you could if you worked for, you know, an 8-to-5 job or something. So I think what we're going to chat about today is something everybody can use. And most of us are searching for that balance, that right balance. Should we be searching for a balance?
Well, Scott, it's interesting, based even on the conversation that we had just before about the lottery and about people wanting their lives to be great and yet not experiencing that, even if they come into unprecedented wealth. During our Lunch and Learn series here at the University of Mary last year, I did give a talk on the business leader leading a divided life. And it's interesting, this past week, Jerome and I were down in Denver, where we have a number. Archbishop Aquila, you remember, was the Bishop of Fargo, and now he's down in Denver. And I sit on the Board of Trustees at the seminary, the place where priests are trained in the city of Denver for the church in this country. And so we have a number of contacts down there. And I was down there, and we spoke in Colorado Springs and in Denver to some really, really astonishingly successful people. Some business leaders. There's an organization for Catholic business leaders, and in order to belong to it, you need to have a particular net worth and a particular level of responsibility in your company and all of those types of things. And it was an amazing thing, because all I do is I give a little talk about how we're not really trying to find a balanced life, but a real integrated life in which the questions of work and leisure really are well integrated. And in which a person's life isn't divided between work on one side, business on one side, and family and those things which are most precious to us on the other side. And it never fails to amaze me, because we were down there, and here are some of the most successful people that you can dream of meeting. I mean, there are people whose names, if I mention them, you'd know their corporation. You know what I mean? And the way that people respond to that very simple message means that we're living in a time in which it's very hard for people to get it together in this respect, to see how to live their lives in such a way that work and life aren't somehow separated from each other, aren't battling against each other. And this manifests itself in all kinds of different ways. So I was really interested in that. My thesis for the talk is that if we don't get leisure right, we won't get work right. In other words, if we don't get Sunday right, we won't get Monday right.
Very good point. We have about a minute left here before our break, and we'll continue on the other side of the break as well. But I want to just start with a quick question on, you know, is it harder to do what you just described today than at any other time in our lives?
If I may, Scott, I'll jump in on that. I think it is. I think it is because of the technologies that we have, the digital age, and that it's very hard to disconnect. We don't unplug. Where my dad, who was born in 1929, 2 days before the stock market crashed, when he was growing up, he had plenty of time to reflect, to ponder, and Sunday was a day of rest. And so they knew what they were working for, and their leisure was to regenerate them and to help them to get back into the work in a very healthy way.
That's a good point. Hang on a second. What Jerome will finish on the other side of the break. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter, University of Mary, Monday today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, you know, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My friends at Polar Service Center are the biggest tank trigger manufacturer in North America. They're biggest. Minnesota company, been around since 1946. They came to the Bakken a number of years ago, put a location in Kildare as one of their service centers. They have 30 plus now service centers around the nation that they service where their tank trailers are, okay? Well, they've now expanded to Williston. So this is just, they just opened in Williston. Now everybody says, well, things are shrinking, things are going back. This is an example. There are many companies out there that are expanding, that are growing. They're looking for employees. And if you are in the Bakken and looking for quality truck repair, bumper to bumper now, they do it at Polar Service Center. Not just the tank trailers. They're experts at tank trailers. I mean, they can build you one if you want. But obviously, it'll fix anything bumper to bumper. Polar Service Center now in Williston, too, north of Highway 22, north of the hill, right on top of the hill, north of Kildare, but also in Williston out by Love's Truck Stop and Peterbilt there. Tell them Scott sent you. It's a You Mary Monday. We're continuing our conversation with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary and his Vice President of Public Affairs, Jerome Richter, having a conversation today about not a balanced life, rather an integrated life, and still learning about what that means. And I chatted before the break a question that Jerome addressed regarding, you know, today, having that, doing that. I agree with Monsignor. This needs to happen. We all need to think very, very long and hard about this. But how do you do it, and is it tough to do it? So I asked Jerome, is it tougher now than ever? And I'm thinking of smartphones and iPads and iPad minis and, you know, all the myriad of ways to sort of communicate while you're, quote-unquote, with the family and whether it's tougher. So go ahead, Jerome, finish. I'm sorry about the break.
Yeah, no, thank you, Scott. As I was mentioning, is the difficulty to disconnect, because work can become so encompassing that we're thinking about it so often, and a smartphone and the technology just keeps bringing to the forefront of our minds more and more. But the point that I think Monsignor is soon to make, an integrated life isn't so much about disconnecting as it is making sure in work that's coming from this idea of leisure that the life is ordered to the right point, and that's where the integrated life comes.
Well, I think, Scott, I think about our forefathers here on the Great Plains, the German-Russians, so to speak. Even though I'm not German-Russian, I grew up, you know, down there behind the sauerkraut curtain in Emmons County. And they used to say, Arbeit macht das Leben süß. Work makes life sweet. And so they were workers. You know, they were breaking the sod. And when I was growing up, there was no shortage of work to be done. But it does seem like, and maybe this is just a portion of it is a sense of nostalgia, but it does seem like in a culture in which people are kind of working alongside their kids, picking rocks, shoveling grain. You know, it's not all flowers and roses, but it is easier to have an integration. When a person is punching the time clock, and then going home, you're kind of living for the weekend a little bit. And that's a whole different thing. And then our weekends, my whole point is philosophically, when we see our work as just a job, when we see our work as just a job, then the danger comes in that we see our free time, our leisure, as just vegging out, as a type of entertainment. And you can see that, you know, we live in an entertainment culture. I saw an ad once, I think it was for Hyatt or Westin Hotels and Resorts, and it said the weekend where your mind checks out and your body checks in. Well, so it's the idea that you just stare stupidly at something in the course of your free time, and holidays aren't a time for celebration; they're a time for consumption, and that all kind of goes together. It fits together philosophically. There is a higher level that a lot of us participate in which work isn't a job, but rather it's a career. And so, a careerist isn't as much money hungry as sort of focused on achievement and wanting to really achieve. And there's something noble about that. We can't help but admire a workaholic. And yet then leisure is corrupted by that as well, because then a careerist spends most of his or her time when they're free, sort of resting up to get ready to go back to work, you know, and so then leisure has a functional element to it. And what I want to say, and what's amazing to me, because I think it really is an epidemic in our time and our society, is that we don't have to live like this, that we can see our work not as a job, not as a career, but as a real vocation, as an opportunity for us to contribute, as an opportunity to give. And this is the whole idea of servant leadership, which we've been teaching here at the University of Mary long before I came, the idea that our lives are meant to be a contribution that we make to the culture around us. And so our work is a vocation. And then our rest, our leisure, takes on a different sense as well, that this is the time in which we can receive that which is good, in which we can rest and refresh ourselves, and that our lives come together in a more integrated sense. I don't know if any of that's making sense.
No, it's making a lot of sense. The only problem is I find myself thinking, you know, is there 1% of us that do this? The short time we talked about it today, I'm nodding my head saying, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what we all need to do. I mean, this idea of compartmentalizing and, okay, I myself will say, okay, I got to be home. I'm home. I got to be present. Right? I'll tell myself, just be present. Just shut the phone off, plug it in, and be present, right? Because even when I'm sitting there talking to my daughter or son or my wife, I'm thinking about, you know, where am I going tomorrow? Who's going to be on the show? What am I going to ask them? What time? When do I, you know, the difficulties sort of the inner peace you need to find. How do you do what you suggest is what I'm asking.
Scott, I'm not going to be able to answer that question for you, but what I will do is this, is I'll compliment you and many of the other listeners that you have already done the first thing, which is you're aware of it. You're aware of what you're in, and you're focused on striving to live that integrated life, to be able to be as present as you can for your families and for those that are around you. But if we're not even aware of the rat race that we're in, how in the heck are we going to try to get better at it? I would even say that there's less than 1% that do this perfectly. All of us are in the culture, we're in this reality that we're facing, but if we're aware of it, we can then learn from others, we can take it from some of the greats, we can take it from the wisdom of our elders and figure some of this out. And so we're not trying to say that there is the perfect answer, because a workaholic, right? If I gave you the perfect answer of how to do this, you would then just take that and be like, okay, I got to work at this, and you're going to try to will it in a certain way that isn't healthy either.
You know, Scott, Jerome mentioned the rat race, and so I can't resist. Do you remember that the American comedian Lily Tomlin? You know, she used to sit in that big rocking chair. Or wasn't she one of the stars in 9 to 5? You remember that Dolly Parton movie?
Yep, she was.
Yeah. Anyway, she used to say that the problem with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat.
So true. So true, right? Oh,
but
incredible.
What Jerome's saying is really on point here in the lots of people who are up here at the University of Mary, if they heard Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter talking about a work and leisure integration, they'd say, oh my goodness, this is hypocrisy at its best. Because here are two guys who like most of us, are really hard driving. We got our sleeves rolled up every day. We're going after life. We're trying to build a lot out here at the University of Mary. We've got 2,000 students on this campus and more than 3,000 altogether that we're trying to serve and care for and educate and advocate for. And there's all of that going on. And so it's difficult for any of us to keep things in a mindset that tends toward integration. But if we're mindful of that and if we're continually striving for it, we can avoid falling into some of the pitfalls that begin to dismantle the integrity of our lives, then, and tear us apart in various directions so that all we're left with is a fragmented shell of who we're supposed to be.
A friend of mine died recently at 98 years of age, great cattle rancher up by Northwood, legendary guy, former legislator, Enoch Thorsgaard, 98 years old, right, just recently. And I was telling his son at the prayer service and telling him how much I admired his dad and picked up things from him. And he said, you know, my dad just loved people. So it didn't matter if he was with, you know, his kids or grandkids, or if he was, you know, with the folks that worked with us on the ranch, or he was just in town. He just loved people. He loved people. Every day was just, you know, he just couldn't wait to, you know, find out more, meet him and learn about him and everything else. And something in that struck me that connects with what you're talking about, to sort of have that love in your heart, that joyfulness, that gratefulness. If you get that right, the rest of this would be easier. Am I right, Monsignor?
You got it, Scott. You know, what you just said tipped off something in my mind, which I'm resisting interiorly. And what I'm resisting is the urge to mention another university on the air, but I'll do it. So, Harvard University has a study that they've done over the course of more than 70 years. And what's interesting is that the results have been coming in continually. So it's really rare to get a study of human beings that's so long-lasting. You know what I mean? It's not like we're dealing with something that's easy to do. And what was interesting is that the subjects of the study are on one side some Harvard graduates from way back when, and also some veterans of some of the great wars, the large wars in our country's history as well. And so what they found is that the most significant indicator of happiness in the lives of these men over the course of all of those years was quality in their relationships. That each of them turned out to be happy and say that their lives overall are a successful endeavor, something that's been meaningful and worthwhile for them, is that they've had an ability or they've been blessed with good, and that they've invested in good and worthwhile relationships among family and friends, that economic markers, that success in work, that none of those things even comes close to the quality of relationships that we invest in, human friendships and the healthiness of our family lives. And that's something that we have to attend to.
Well, you mentioned a competing university, but at least you mentioned one that's less than the University of Mary, because they can't do what you do every day with your students and everybody there. And there's a lot of good universities in this world. We have some good ones in North Dakota that are public universities and private and everything else. But to do what you do at University of Mary every day and integrate exactly what we talked about today into how these students are taught, it's just you can't put a price tag on that. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing the story today. We appreciate it.
Always glad to be with you, Scott. Thanks a lot. God bless you, and good luck with that Powerball ticket.
Well, are you in on our little family, pool? You and Jerome can be in if you want.
I'll have to take that to my council and think through that, Scott.
Take a survey like I did and find out what you think. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. It's fantastic. UMary.edu to find out everything you need to know about this great school, and these are it's a great organization. They're doing wonderful work. Thank you, gentlemen. Monsignor James Shea, the president. Jerome Richter, the VP of Public Affairs. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them, where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue, and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies. All four of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America feel better is what they do day in and day out at PetroServe USA. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4 all day and every day. PetroServe USA. They fuel me up. We'll be headed for, you can buy yourself a lotto ticket, a lot of every one of the PetroServe USA locations in North Dakota, Minnesota too, but if you want the North Dakota Powerball, North Dakota, the benefit, you go to the North Dakota store. We'll be at the state lottery office tomorrow. Filled up, fueled up by PetroServe USA, by golly. Also want to welcome a new sponsor to our program, Beat Mobile. Thank you very much. North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust from America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know what Verizon, they like to say, because every moment matters, and that's what you'll love about Beat Mobile. They are a local, family-owned company. They carry the largest and latest in the smartphones and the tablets to keep you connected, along with the personalized service you deserve without the lines and the hassles and all that. Verizon's everywhere, whether at home, the lakes, beyond, wherever you're at. And you'll find them in Botno on 11th Street West, downtown Devil's Lake 2, and Williston on 2nd Avenue West, and lots of other locations. Tell them Scott sent you. So our final guest today on a busy program is our lucky winner of the Tough Luck, Deserve Some Good Luck contest from Choice Financial and all of us at What's on Your Mind. We asked the folks to tell us about individuals that had tough luck stories going down. And someone that works for our next guest called the story in about coming down to Frisco and having a little trouble in two different cars. Troy Soljam is with us from McLeod, North Dakota. How you doing, Troy?
Good morning, Scott. I am just great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you joining us today in the program. So give us the quick story first on what happened going down. All I heard was norovirus and four kids, one to the next, and I knew we were in for a tough luck story. But what happened?
Well, I don't know if I can confirm the noro. I believe that was what was going on when we left up in North Dakota. But, yeah, my five-year-old began to get rid of his groceries, I guess, so to speak, at around five in the evening, and he didn't. I never ended until about 2 or 3 in the morning, but we had some wonderful hosts in Kansas where we were planning on staying midpoint. And my wife and two daughters had taken a separate vehicle. And anyway, by the time they had arrived several hours ahead of us, the girls were already with the bug also. So those wonderful hosts allowed us to storm him in the middle of the night and gave us the necessary tools to handle our groceries, if you know what I mean. That's it. That's all that happened. And then we continued our journey down here the couple days later and arrived. And now finally, I was the last one. Shortly after you and I spoke on finishing the game, I didn't think I should go down on the field because I wasn't sure I'd make it out of there. And so I ended up with it finally, I guess, and just kind of finishing up it now. And that's it. I might have got disconnected. Hello?
Wow, I wonder if we lost Scott.
That was odd.
I know, I'm just sitting here thinking either he's deep in thought or he's having another conversation with somebody.
Okay.
So we turn the negative into a positive then at least, right?
Yes, it was enjoyable, and we wanted to thank Mr. Campbell, and I don't know exactly how that all came to be. I certainly want to thank Darren, my employee, but I'd like to have done that if he was listening, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it was good that you were able to have a fantastic time anyway, because nothing like having a such a planned outing end up being a negative experience, but tell me about your volunteer works.
Yes, sir. My wife is from the Denton area, which Denton is only where we're at is only about a half an hour from Frisco, the stadium. But anyway, she grew up here, and one of her classmates from high school was addicted to drugs and alcohol early on in life, you know, way back into his sixth, seventh grade years, you know, or something like that. But anyway, you know, not long after high school, he was became a believer, and he founded a ministry called Denton Freedom House. And he brings, you know, they begin it by just inviting men into their home, you know, and just loving them, you know, and accepting them, and you know, teaching them God's word. And boy, I tell you, from that, you know, many answered prayers. Now there's 40 some men that they maintain on a full scale, you know, facility that it's on about 15 acres, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for us as a family to come down here and just meet the needs of whether it be staff or, you know, for me, I can, you know, handle a lot of facilities, things, grounds type things, but also mentoring and just being available for these men, you know, it's just really, it really gives me a unique perspective of life in general, you know.
That's a cool story. I'm sorry I got disconnected. I'm not sure what happened, but I appreciate very much you sharing a little bit of that story. And not only that, that you go down there and you're not just watching a football game. You're there to do some good in the community, too, and tie it in with the game. And despite the tough luck of the family, well, what did you say? getting rid of the groceries? Everything
getting rid of the groceries.
Yeah, that's an interesting description, yeah.
There's really no... There's
never heard that one before. I love that one.
What do you think of those sweets?
I think those sweet seats were very
There you go, yeah. Sweet seats, there you go. You said it better than
we
I.
We really appreciated that. And I'd love to visit with someone more off, line, about some other things. I wanted to express my sympathies on the air to that family. Those families that are suffering loss of a child in a snowmobile accident.
Oh, I know it's not a tough one. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. We're out of time. God bless you,
folks. I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.